This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line room. You go to discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into that room, and we'll join you there, and you'll sound almost like you are sitting in the studio here with us. Coming up here tonight, by the way, in the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Also, as I say, coming up here tonight, Johnson, you've got some interesting sounding stories. How the Quakers became the unlikely economic innovators by inventing the price tag and the top 20 traits women want in a man. So I don't know where you want to start with that, but we can do...
Well, Mark's here, so
let's do the Quakers.
All right, we can pull up the Quakers. That's certainly fine. Also, in other news, cops around the country can now unlock iPhones. Uh-oh, Johnson, you are an iOS user.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
I've heard about the device that, you know, can supposedly unlock iPhones, and it may take up to a couple days, depending on the passwords. Oh, yeah, that's right. If you have a reasonable password, it will take them a millennium.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm sure this is bogus news.
Motherboard.vice.com.
Let me caveat that. Most people only use a four-digit passcode, which means...
So it's easy to crack.
Yeah. Right. You're probably going to be like an hour, maybe 10 minutes.
Motherboard investigation has found law enforcement agencies across the country have purchased GrayKey, a relatively cheap tool for bypassing the encryption on iPhones, while the FBI pushes again for encryption backdoors. FBI Director Christopher Wray recently said law enforcement agencies are, quote, increasingly unable to access, unquote, evidence stored on encrypted devices. Wray is not telling the whole truth. Police forces and federal agencies around the country have bought relatively cheap tools to unlock up-to-date iPhones and bypass their encryption, according to Motherboard investigation based on several caches of internal agency documents, online records, and conversations with law enforcement officials. Many of those documents were obtained by Motherboard using public records requests. The news highlights the going dark debate in which law enforcement officials say they cannot access evidence against criminals. But easy access to iPhone hacking tools also hamstrings the FBI's argument for introducing backdoors into consumer devices so authorities can more readily access their content.
They'll make their own backdoors.
Matthew Green, assistant professor and cryptographer at the Johns Hopkins Information Security Institute, told Motherboard in a Twitter message, quote, "It demonstrates that even state and local police do have access to this data in many situations. This seems to contradict what the FBI is saying about their inability to access these phones." And then they go through a few examples where regional police forces such as the Maryland State Police, Indiana State Police, are purchasing this so-called gray key technology, which they say can break into iPhones, including the iPhone X, which is their newest one, running the latest operating system, iOS 11. Also, local police forces, including Miami-Dade County, the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, either have or are looking into purchasing this gray key technology. And apparently Indianapolis has received a quote from the company which runs this, or that owns this technology, called Gray Shift. And FBI is also looking into purchasing it as well. Gray Shift has been shopping its iPhone cracking technology to police forces. The firm, which includes an ex-Apple security engineer on its staff, provided demonstrations to potential customers, according to one email. Quote, "I attended your demo presentation recently held at the Montgomery County Police Headquarters and was pleased by your product's potential," said an assistant commander from the technical investigation section of the Maryland State Police in an email to Gray Shift in March. The Gray Key itself is a small 4x4-inch box with two lightning cables for connecting iPhones, according to photographs published by cybersecurity firm Malwarebytes.
So it doesn't do it through Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or anything like that. It has to be connected.
You have to have the phone. Yeah, okay. You've got to have the phone, which, of course, police will, because they're going to arrest you and take your phone from you. The device comes in two versions, a $15,000 box, which requires online connectivity, and allows 300 unlocks, or you can pay $50 per phone, and an offline $30,000 version, which can crack as many iPhones as the customer wants. Marketing material says Gray Key can unlock devices running iterations of Apple's latest mobile operating system, including on the iPhone X, which is their most recent phone. The issue Gray Key overcomes is that iPhones encrypt user data by default. Those in physical possession normally cannot access the phone's data, such as a contact list, saved messages, or photos, without first unlocking the phone with a passcode or a fingerprint. Malwarebytes Post, here you go, Johnson, says Gray Key can unlock an iPhone in around 2 hours or 3 days or longer for six-digit passcodes. So the more digits you have...
Six-digit passcodes.
Correct.
Note that they said digit.
Digit, right. Yes. Not if you use letters and numbers.
Which is exactly what I do. I use letters and numbers and symbols and possibly, you know, variation of capitalization, which changes the space... You know, essentially, multiply it by a factor of a number. When you increase from just 10 digits to all the digits plus 26 letters, so you're multiplying by a factor of 26,
mm-hmm.
plus add in capitalization variations, you've added in a factor of 26 again.
Whatever,
so you're multiplying it by a power of 26.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I have to trust you when you say the six-digit thing. I mean, how do I know that they... It seems like a computer can run a hell of a lot faster than what you're talking about here.
That's what
Six days to just run the numbers from one to basically 100,000 numbers?
So... It takes seconds for that. He said 2 hours for six-digit passcode, right?
No, 3 days or longer for six-digit passcodes. It can unlock presumably a four-digit in very, very fast order.
Right, but six digits, it's it has to run through. There's
the more digits you add, even if you're just using digits, the more digits you add, the better you are. But if you have letters in there as well, it's more complex.
There is software and chips in the iPhone that's specifically designed to limit the speed at which you can input.
Okay.
So that exists.
Okay.
So that's probably why it's not instant.
All right.
For numbers. Now, again, when I'm saying factor 26 is what I'm talking about is the number of combinations for the character input. This is true of all passwords, by the way. The more characters are in your password, and the more possibilities for the character set, you're getting to the point of where you have like 10,000 numbers. To when you start multiplying by factors of 26, you're like more, combinations than stars in the universe.
Yeah.
It mathematically suddenly becomes astronomically difficult for these things to solve if your password is like more than 8 to 12 characters and includes those variations of capitalization, symbols, and numbers.
There's a reason why.
I'd hate to have to put that in
every time.
Every single time you turn your phone.
No doubt. Privacy is, it doesn't correspond with convenience, right? It's like the opposite of that. So you have to have, it's inversely, correlated to convenience.
Well,
you have to have inconvenience in order to have a chance at privacy.
What I have on my, what I've set up using, there's a feature for assisted access where you can like limit your phone to a specific app. You can set up this triple clicks on the iPhone to basically lock your phone into a particular app. It's for like assisted thing. I don't remember exactly what the feature is for, but it's like one of those handicap kind of features. What the purpose is, but I set this up because I thought.
But it locks it in while the phone's locked?
Right. It locks it in and requires a passcode. And the reason why I do this is because I have a very, very complicated passcode on my computer or on my phone because I wanted to have that level of security on my phone. It's a device that I carry around with me at all times. I don't want government agents in that. And sorry, I don't consent to your searches. I don't have anything to hide, but. All of my accounts are on there. I'm not giving you access to everything in my life. No. You will have to get a password out of me, and you will have to have a warrant in order to do that. Now, my phone has and I'm, telling this now, but I don't think it matters, but my phone does have the the fingerprint lock, and I do have that enabled.
This is dangerous.
Right, because police can compel you to unlock your phone with a fingerprint.
They can force you to put your fingerprint on that phone fingerprint
scanner.
And
what I would do is I would triple-click and lock myself into an app, and then they would not be able to unlock my phone without a passcode or turning it off and back on again, which also requires a passcode.
So wait. So what you're saying is if you tap the fingerprint thing three times, it locks it down?
Yep, it would, yep.
Interesting. All right, more coming up here in moments.
Guided access is what it's called.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We can talk a little more about security, some good, you know, provisions for how to have it if you want it. And that's coming up. You can share your thoughts as well. Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you.
Live. Dial toll free. Join us here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out that way. If you are going to try to contact us on Skype, you do need to send a contact request first. We'll approve that, and then you'll be good to go to call from that point forward via Skype. Also, there's the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. And coming up this June 14th through June 18th, ForkFest 2018 at Rogers Campground. You know, I've actually run into a few folks online who've been saying they're planning on going to ForkFest this year. So I think the turnout's going to probably be better than it was last year. And last year was the very first year.
It was basically unadvertised.
Mostly, yeah, except for like maybe a few last-minute mentions here on Free Talk Live. Pretty much unadvertised last year. This year we've been doing some promotion of it, and anybody can go. It's not a centrally organized event. There's no tickets to ForkFest. It's just 5 days at Rogers Campground. You do need to get a campsite, obviously, from the campground, or if you've got an RV, they've got RV sites, and there's even a motel there if you want to stay in the motel. You can stay down the road at a different motel if you want. Who cares? Just come on out to ForkFest.
ForkFest. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because nobody's in charge at ForkFest except for everybody. So you kind of do what you feel called to do. If you just want to hang out and camp with some other libertarian types, then you can do that. If you want to create a thing for those other libertarian campers to do, then you can do that too. Our co-host, Daryl Perry, he's going to be doing some athletic events on one of the days, and I believe he'll be throwing a party later on. And then there's going to be a wedding of a former co-host of ours, Jay Noon, who will be having, I think that's on Sunday, during ForkFest. And who knows what else is going to be put together between now and then, because we're still just about 2 months away from this event. But that's going to be coming up fast, so prepare yourselves, get it on your calendar now, June 14th through the 18th. Go to ForkFest.party. You can link up to the ForkFest forum, as well as a couple chat rooms. We actually had like three people join the ForkFest Telegram room the other day, so it was like before that, almost nobody. So you never know when people are going to show up and how they're going to get there. But they had some questions they wanted to know, like it sounded like maybe one of them had never been to Rogers Camp Campground before. So if it's your first time at Rogers Campground, what better way to experience it? In fact, Mark, I don't know if you were aware of this, but Tim Condon, who was the creator of the original ForkFest back in the day,
yep.
He was one of the original, like before it was even called ForkFest. So again, ForkFest is a fork from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which was originally called something like Come Visit New Hampshire or something. There was some, you know, other name. Escape to New Hampshire. That's what it was. That was, again, very decentralized. There was nobody who was really in charge of that event. And when he heard about ForkFest, he got pretty excited. Like, he actually wants to come up and visit ForkFest because he feels like it will be more like the original Porcupine Freedom Festival. So we kind of have the endorsement of the original creator, basically, of ForkFest, and this year's organizer of the Free State Projects event, Roger Paxton, has also confirmed he will be attending ForkFest with his family. So again, it's a friendly competition. We're not trying to take out ForkFest or anything like that. In fact, it happens the 5 days prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So go see it for yourself. Learn a little bit more about it. ForkFest.party. We're talking about computer security, specifically phone security in this case, and the motherboard.vice.com is the site with the details on the police using a box called Gray Key, which is a little tiny box that costs about $15,000 to $30,000, and it allows the police to easily unlock various different iPhone devices, including the latest iPhone X running operating system iOS 11. But as Johnson has correctly pointed out here, the cops are still relying on you to screw up your security policy, meaning that if you have a weak passcode, so 4 digits, that's about as weak as it can get.
Or just numbers, you know, no combination of characters like capitalization, letters and numbers and symbols.
Right.
And letters and numbers and symbols and capitalization variation for the best possible with a very long phrase.
That obviously, the more you put, you know, into your password as far as a variety of symbols and digits and such, the more complex they, you know, the more complex, the more difficult it's going to be to crack by magnitudes, as you were pointing out before. You know, but even having more digits is better than having four digits, just
right,
because it's going to take them longer and longer. For each digit you add, it adds on, I don't know how many, you know, factors or whatever, but it makes it much more difficult for them.
Even just switching it to an alphanumeric password, even if you want to have it, if you want to have just the four numbers or whatever, mm-hmm, if you want to do that, just set it to the alphanumeric mode so that they don't know if
right,
there's letters and, you know, in your password.
That's a good point. These are good suggestions here. And you were actually talking about the fingerprint scanner, Johnson. You've got an app, apparently, or is it built into the system?
Built into the system.
Where iPhone has the fingerprint thing, which, of course, a lot of people are afraid to use because they know the police can force them to put their finger on the fingerprint scanner. But you say if you tap it three times, it will lock down the phone in a way that they can't get in?
Yeah. So it's called guided access. And it, you can basically set up a specific passcode, and then you it's under Settings, General Accessibility. So it's like I was saying, it's an accessibility feature.
Yeah.
And essentially, you can turn guided access on or off. You set up a passcode that controls the use of guided access and prevents someone from leaving an active session. So essentially, you can lock it into an app. So what I was thinking is actually preemptively the best case.
And then you have to put the code in at that point to get into the phone. They won't accept the fingerprint.
To do anything but the app that it's locked into.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking that if you're going to be going into an activism session, right, like you are going to be live streaming or filming or something like that, go ahead and just turn on guided access in advance. And that way you're locked into, you know, let's say cell 411 or another app.
An emergency alerts app.
Or a camera app, so that you're locked into that app. So if they grab your phone out of your hands and you don't even have time to do anything, it's locked to that app.
Yeah.
And they can't get into your phone without a passcode.
That sounds pretty slick.
Yeah.
I don't think Android has that. I don't think they have anything like that.
I don't think it was even intended to be like that on iPhone. But
you figured out a way to...
Yeah.
Okay.
This was like, I'm like just thinking about it, and I'm like, I need, you know, if they can steal your, you know, fingerprint or whatever, then, you know, I need a way of making sure that that's not a problem. So, you know, the best way to do that is obviously to lock into that particular app, make sure that the passcode is going to be required somehow.
So we know the police departments around the country are purchasing and or inquiring about purchasing from this company this gray key device, which, again, you know, should give you some pause to stop and consider your security on your phone. As you pointed out, Johnson, even if you think you don't have something to hide, you may not know all of the things that are illegal that, you know, they may decide to come after you for.
Yeah, let's not forget that most of the stuff that comes up missing on flights, airline flights, is coming up missing because of the TSA. Law enforcement officers are just people, and sometimes people steal things.
For sure.
So you don't want to give them access to your online life through your phone.
Because your phone usually has your primary email on it, which means that anybody can then get into any website that they know you have an account at or suspect you have an account at. So they can just send the email password reset right to your email box. You know, if you had a weak password, then it's pretty much your fault. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. That's Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. Also, I do want to let you know about Zencash. If you are interested in cryptocurrency and you're thinking about which alternatives to Bitcoin you might want to invest in, then take a close look at Zencash. If you're somebody who appreciates liberty or voluntarism, the folks who created Zencash are voluntarists. They actually wrote the ideas of voluntary interaction into their white paper. You'll actually find the word voluntarism in there. Go to Zencash.com. You can learn more about it. You also learn about the technology that makes Zencash great. It's got some of the best tech out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity. So you want privacy? Zencash is one of the few private options out there in the world of cryptocurrency. And they've also got more than 8,000 secure nodes, which means they're one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency. Just go to Zencash.com and start learning about it over there at Zencash.com. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, Penguin is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Penguin.
Hello, guys. Hey. First of all, I want to thank you, Johnson. You do the Free Talk Live merch and everything, right?
Do what now?
Merch.
Merchandise.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
LibertyMinded.com is where you can go to get official Free Talk Live merchandise and other cool liberty-oriented shirts.
Yes, I've been buying up a lot of stuff lately, and actually I got one of the shirts up there, so I just came in yesterday. It's the I Accept Cryptocurrency shirt.
Nice. Excellent.
Yeah, cool. I like that. Yesterday I called. I was being totally facetious calling you guys anarcho-capitalists, Ian and Melanie, and them. And you objected to
that. I think Melanie would accept that term.
I would accept that term as well.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, nor I.
I totally agree, and I totally agree with you, Ian, and you and your objections to that. And I really do find it just kind of a really cringy term. Even though it's very close to maybe in beliefs to what a lot of
cringy to all the right people, share. Though.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I'd rather start a conversation rather than make somebody think things that they, you know, think they know what they're doing or what they're talking about when they actually don't. I don't want somebody to jump to a conclusion if I can avoid it. And calling yourself an anarchist or a capitalist is generally going to cause people to jump to conclusions that, you know, they may think things that you wouldn't necessarily define those terms as.
And I understand where it comes from. One thing, not being saying you're an anarchist and then not wanting to sound like a communist and, you know, in the Cold War era, I understand. But anyways, I'm really inspired by the term voluntarist. And the reason really is that, you know, yeah, I understand the cause of liberty and freedom. And that wasn't the full, it's important, but that wasn't the full package. But the idea of, that really inspired me to get into liberty was the idea of voluntary government and self-government. And that's more of a positive, I think, than saying I'm against this or that. But the idea, so when I think about my beliefs, for reasons that I've kind of brought up before, I don't really call myself the L word, libertarian or certain things. I don't really know how to define it or want to define it, but I do like to say I prefer voluntary self-government, voluntary government, voluntary interactions, and self-government. And I think that's perfect.
Who's going to argue with that?
Yeah, you can't argue with that.
There are people who would argue with it. I mean, some people absolutely believe in government force. They absolutely believe in the state as we know it.
No, but those people want you to voluntarily agree with their form of government, though. So, I mean, they generally
want to have to use force on you, but they will if you put them down. If you put them up to it, they absolutely 100%. Will admit that.
When you spend some time explaining voluntarism to them, they'll get the notion.
And voluntarism is simple. It's the idea that all human interaction should be consensual. That's all.
Right.
Simple.
Seems simple enough to me.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Penguin?
No, that was it. When we mentioned that, and you mentioned, you know, anarcho-capitalism and how it's kind of a combination of two things, it really got me thinking that I like the way more positive term. And it's just also how it's used in the context. I like that term a lot better.
Thank you for the call tonight, Penguin. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, for some people, they want to get a reaction. They want to get a rise out of people. And, you know, calling yourself an anarchist or a capitalist or both is probably going to get reactions and get a rise out of some people.
You know, for me, it's not necessarily trying to get a rise out of people, but it's just I've given up caring about what people who are offended by either the term anarchist or capitalist think. I just don't care anymore. There's not really. I don't feel like there's much convincing that
you don't want to even try to persuade those people. You just figure
it's just so much
so different from you that, you know, don't even bother.
It's so much work. I'd rather focus on people that aren't going to be such a long slog.
You know, if I'm not interested in explaining it to somebody, I'm probably not having the conversation about, well, what are you? You know,
haven't gotten that far.
Right. Well, I'm not going to. If I'm not interested in explaining to you, I'm not. We're probably not going to get that far in that in that whole conversation where you're asking, well, what do you think? Well, you shouldn't be asking me if I don't want to have a conversation, because that means I failed to guide the conversation away from that stuff. You know, to me, the few times that I've tried using the term anarchist, it confuses the situation far more than simply explaining that, look, I just don't believe you should use force on peaceful people. Like, that's so much shorter than saying anarchist or anarcho-capitalist or any of those terms.
I don't necessarily ever introduce myself that way anyway, but you know, I'm not going to shy away from the term, and I feel like if anybody is that generally offended by it, that there's not, that any conversation that you're having with that person is so shallow, you're not really changing their opinions on much anyway to begin with. You know, like, I feel like you haven't really gotten to any issues of significance with that person in the conversation because you haven't gotten past, you know, the dissonance level, the level where they're going to be, you're going to reach some sort of uncomfortable disagreement.
But why have a conversation with them in the first place if you're not going to get that far with them? I mean, if you're not going to get far enough with them, if you don't care enough, don't confuse them with the term anarchist.
I don't find it confusing. I find it just getting right to the point, and then you.
It's not the point. Anarchist isn't the point. Anarchist is a European person with a balaclava over their face throwing a Molotov cocktail at a coffee shop. That's what an anarchist is.
I find people think of anarchist. They think it's somebody who doesn't want there to be any government. They get their real fast. Then, like, I'm going to be able to have a much more productive conversation with someone who is like, well, why don't you believe there should be a government? We just got right to the question that we wanted to talk about, right?
And, like, in that case, that's what is going to happen in their mind, is that European people are going to put on balaclavas and throw Molotov cocktails at coffee shops.
No, because the first thing is, if you're already in that conversation, the first thing you say is, well, the reason why I believe there shouldn't be a government is because I don't believe that anyone should use force on people. Ha-da!
Aggressive force.
Yeah, aggressive force. Like, it's just... Right there, you've gotten everything on the table immediately that you possibly could have wanted to discuss.
Well, the first thing when I use the term anarchist to describe myself, and I can only think of one time, I can think of two times off the top of my head, and I'll describe one of them to you. And I did it, not in my city, not around anybody I was expecting, that would have known who I was, just trying to talk, use this this idea, and see how it flew. He said, "Well, violence is bad." Like, that was the first thing they said.
He presumed you were a violent person.
He presumed that I was advocating for violence.
Perfect. That's, in my mind, great.
No!
No!
I do not want to use a term that describes exactly the opposite of what I mean. That's a bad idea. It's like saying, I love children, I'm a pedophile.
What you're saying
is a stupid way to introduce yourself.
I don't think you're saying it's good if it continues a conversation. But if you say a thing... just sort of offhand, and the person is not, close to you enough to continue asking you questions, they might just go ahead and, close the blinds, say, that's it, I don't want to talk to this person anymore, this person's a violent nut job, and then just, presume things about
you. But when
does
that ever happen, when you've gotten to the point where you're revealing to someone your complete political philosophy? I don't ever find myself in a situation where I'm just going to mention that I'm an anarcho-capitalist and not have a conversation with someone.
There's more coming up here. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a story you want to tell that's in relation to this, or you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. We can talk about relationships coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is Darryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We will allow you to call in and talk about anything you want here on Free Talk Live. The phones are always open for you to take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, or you can Skype in and join us that way at Skype username lrn.fm. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you at discord.lrn.fm. You can get in there anytime you want. The Discord is open 24/7. There are frequently people in there talking at various different times throughout the day. There are different chat rooms in which you can have conversations on different topics, whether it be cryptocurrency, whether it be video games, Forkfest, New Hampshire, all kinds of different subjects. And, of course, during Free Talk Lives, live hours, then there's a lot of chat in the Free Talk Live room specifically, so be sure you check that out over at discord.lrn.fm. If you want, you can just go, you can use their web version if you want to try it out, but if you like it, you can just download their app for pretty much any operating system or phone type, and then you can just go to discord.lrn.fm, and that should jump you right into our chat server. It's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio here tonight. We'll change gears a little bit, and then maybe a little later we can talk about the Quakers, but Johnson, you had a story that is about relationships, specifically sure. Women.
I always like to bring things a little different, you know. I know we have a fairly heavily male audience, so I find that the male, you know, the men's advice is always a good topic
for sure
discussion. So,
and ladies, if you agree or disagree, well, you are welcome to call in on this.
Well, so, it's going to be a generality anyway. So, of course, it's not going to work for everybody.
So it says, of all the questions that have plagued man's existence, few are as perplexing as what motivates the thoughts of the opposite sex.
This is men's health, by
That's
the way.
That's right. Yep. Despite thousands of years of books, poems, essays, and awful romantic comedies that have attempted to tackle the subject, men haven't made much progress when it comes to unlocking the mysteries of the fairer sex.
It's true.
But just because men will never know.
You don't have to, by the way.
Unlock the mysteries?
You could just refuse to put up with that crap. I mean, that's the other option. I mean, you know, it's a huge disservice to the female population when men put up with unreasonable behavior from women.
For sure.
I mean, if somebody let me act unreasonably for a period of time, then at some point I'm going to think that acting unreasonable is reasonable. And then I now live in a new twisted world where unreasonable behavior should
expect it.
The unreasonable behavior should bring to me good things. It doesn't. So don't do it. That's
in a lot of cases, this lesson is learned very young, right, where children can throw a tantrum and parents who don't want to, you know, hear it, they just give the child what they want. Right. This is a very early learned lesson for a lot of children.
Yeah. One of the reasons they say don't marry an only child like me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because they're more likely to throw a tantrum or something?
They're just more likely to have not gotten
spoiled.
Yeah, that.
I see.
Spoiled.
Well, just because men will never know precisely what's going on in the heads of their partners doesn't mean there aren't ways to get a better idea. Yes, every woman is different, but there are certain characteristics almost all women value in a man. We know that most women want a guy who's loyal, kind, and good in bed, of course. But what else? In an effort to pinpoint exactly which characteristics women deem attractive in a man, we polled over 1,000 American women between the ages of 21 and 54. And
so, American women, this could be very different than women in other parts of the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Hence my statement.
So again, over 1,000 American women between the ages of 21 and 54 in 2 online surveys.
Okay.
One was conducted by Princeton, New Jersey's Opinion Research Corporation, and the other was done on bestlifeonline.com. Once the results were in, we organized the characteristics based on how often they appeared within the top 10 attributes listed by women. Not surprisingly, we found that women value personality far more than physical attractiveness.
Despite
all those hours you might be spending in the gym, only 13% of women cited muscular build as a factor in hotness. On the other hand,
I think it catches their attention.
I would say just because this is what women say, I mean, I think one of the top things you need to understand as a man who's interested in, you know, any kind of a relationship with a woman is that you really need to not listen to what they say as much as what they do.
I think that's true with people.
That's true of people in general, but I think.
But I don't date people. Date women. Well, I don't date anybody now, but yeah. I did once.
Yeah. They say, on the other hand, 66% of women said moral integrity will make me quiver. Here are the top 20 traits divided by category. See how you stack up. Top 5 character traits.
All right.
Number 1, faithfulness. More than 8 out of 10 women, or 84% of women, rated faithful to me in the top 10 attributes they find sexy in a man. She wants to be reassured that you think she's the sexiest woman on earth, and luckily, you already do. So remind her of that fact whenever and however you can.
You know, by no means am I a relationship expert or anything like that, but the idea that you think that your girlfriend is the sexiest woman on earth, I mean, come on. There are billions of women out there. Just because you can find somebody else attractive doesn't mean that you will be unfaithful to the person that you've committed.
Sure, that's ridiculous.
Right?
Yeah, it's a ridiculous scenario that they're talking about. The question is whether you can control yourself in a given circumstance.
I'd rather have a lady who can be honest that she is attracted to other women or other men, or that I could be attracted to other women, and be okay with that and understand that that's sort of the natural human way of
right,
things.
But this isn't a survey about what men want and women. This is about what women want.
But all I'm
want,
saying is that's not
and they
faithfulness.
They want to feel reassured.
Yeah, yeah. That's not faithfulness. Being true. Faithful means to you are not going to stray from that person that's no matter true. What level of attraction you find yourself holding for another person.
Right.
That's faithfulness.
Right. I agree.
This other idea of you have to pretend like you're not attracted to other women. That's not faithfulness. That's putting on some sort of false airs.
Show.
Yeah.
Right. It's
I don't want a relationship built on lies.
Right. Right? But if the, you know, the thing that they're saying here is she wants to be reassured.
Yeah.
So what they're talking about here is faithfulness is you giving her a sense of self-assurance. It's actually not faithfulness. It's security, right? I feel like they're actually incorrectly attributing what women actually want there, which is a feeling of security, right?
Mm-hmm. I bet that's coming up later.
Maybe. So, well, the next one here is dependability. It's sort of a cliche at this point, but women are looking for a guy who's not afraid of commitment. 3 out of 4 women, 75%, said that they look for a man who's good at follow-through, being responsible, even if it's just remembering to pick up salad dressing on your way over to her place.
No place.
Sends a positive signal that you're ready for commitment.
No, it doesn't. I mean, look, my statement to this would be, I married my wife because we fill in each other's gaps really well. We were having a conversation on this very recently. Is she's a great organizer, a really great organizer, and sort of manages things well and makes sure that, you know, we don't run out of toilet paper at my house. Mm-hmm. I used to. I'd be like, I have no toilet paper.
Well, you
I guess
have a
I
hard
better
time
get some.
Filling in each other's gaps if you ran out of toilet paper.
Right. That's basically, the fact that I am not good at this and she is good at this, do you really want somebody who can do well the things that you do? Or do you want somebody who can do well the things you can't do? And
or don't want to do.
Right. So she's a great organizer and all these other things. She'd have been a fine manager for a lower middle class family if she didn't find some guy who had pretty good earning potential and was pretty scatterbrained. And, you know, as a result, she can take care of the things that I'm very bad at taking care of, and I can take care of the things that I'm very good at taking care of, and we've had a reasonably good life as a result.
Like clearing a tree that fell down in your driveway.
Well, trees are going to fall down no matter where you are. You just hope your husband isn't strung out on heroin.
All right.
Well, there's a lot of husbands out there that are.
Yeah.
And then number 3 most wanted character trait, kindness.
Yeah, that's a good
young
one.
Women may still fall for the bad boy type, but 67% of women said that they were turned on by kindness.
I think they all look. Younger women are going to continue to make the mistakes that younger women make, and they're going to continue to want these bad choices that they've made to act like good choices once they get together with them. This is the female conundrum, right? They want buccaneers that act like brokers, and it doesn't happen. You have to go for the broker if you want the broker. And by the way, that's just alliterative. As I, you know, I'm sure there's a better beat job out there than broker. But you know, you've got to look for the guy you want. Don't expect it's not a build your own
to change.
Yeah, it's not a build your own man hobby kit, ladies.
Yep. Well, they have another suggestion here. They say it's because kindness inspires confidence. In other words, if you treat the waitress well, your date figures you'll treat her well too.
That's a good indicator. That generally is a good indicator across the board, whether we're talking about a date or a business meeting or something like that. You know, how does the person that you're there with treat the help?
Right.
855-450 free like freedom. 855-450-3733. We'll continue on the list of what women want.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.